is looked at in more detail. And this is where the second committee comes in. Their data are reviewed anonymously by three surgeons, all breast surgeons, you'll be pleased to know. If the individual does seem to be an outlier, and there is agreement by those three surgeons, another surgeon is asked to go in and have a chat with him from an outside region. And they go through the data in some depth. The surgeon concerned is asked to produce more data about their practice, and it's looked into at some depth. And if it was felt appropriate, then the visiting surgeon will advise a change in practice. And then there will be a continuous process of reassessment and review of the results every 6 months, just to see if there has been a change in practice. And at the bottom, they say that this will happen rarely. I don't know whether it's happened yet, but they do put down an action if there's no apparent improvement in performance. And that means that they will review the status of that individual as a member of the breast section of the college, and they will possibly consider termination, which will mean that they won't be able to practice in breast surgery. And they will also inform the council of the college. So fairly sweeping possible penalties.